Joining us now is Steve Bell, the Senior Director of the Economic Policy Project at the Bipartisan Policy Center. Mr. Bell, great to have you back.
Tom, great to be here.
All right, so give us a review. Where does Congress stand right now? There are some bills done, some have to be done, and what's going on in the Senate?
The Senate is marking up bit by bit individual appropriation bills for fiscal year 2013 in the full knowledge that none of them will probably pass and be sent to the president before the end of this fiscal year. The same process is happening in the House with the House Appropriations Committee. As you recall, the House is using a smaller number for FY13 than the Senate. And this makes it very unlikely that there will be an agreement before Election Day on the levels for FY13 appropriations.
So should this keep federal employees up at night?
Well, yes. I mean, it especially should keep federal agency heads and managers up at night. We're already starting to see, bit by bit, some of the impact of this impending sequester, the across-the-board cuts that are scheduled for January 2nd of next year. You're seeing people in the defense industry start to slow down new contracts. You're seeing a slowdown in new hires at the subcontracting and contracting level. And you're seeing some agencies internally begin to prepare for what is going to be a very chaotic time. And I would warn everyone, this isn't like a continuing resolution that fails and, quote, the government shuts down, unquote. That's not how a sequester is going to work if it does, in fact. It'll be much more destructive than that, especially for agencies that don't have a lot of outside purchases of goods or procurement contracts.
So sequester would be, as commonly called, across-the-board cuts, although half of it is on one department, which would be
right.
DOD. But let's look at the civilian side for a minute. And so what does that really mean? In other words, if it's $50 billion for the first year, so that's $25 billion on civilian agencies, who decides who gets what part of that $25 billion? And then within the agency, who decides where that is allocated bureau by bureau or program by program?
Yes, it is at the program, project, and activity level as defined in all these appropriation bills, and the answer is very simple. OMB has the last word on how the sequester will be distributed. The appropriations committees will have some input through bills they've passed or reports, but it comes down to this. If you're at the Department of Treasury, let's take them as an example because they don't have a lot of outside procurement, but they have a lot of personnel. How do you cut, and I would warn you that our early projections are it'll be about a 14% cut, not a 10% cut, as the Congressional Budget Office initially forecast. What do you do in the last three quarters of next fiscal year as a manager if 90% of your costs are salaries, expenses, and operations and maintenance? The one answer is you have to do something about personnel. When do you start planning for furloughs, attrition, potential reduction in forces with the sequester, you know, pending, let's say. We don't expect the sequester in any way to be dealt with, waived, delayed, enhanced in any way until after the November elections. That means a prudent manager right now is saying, well, what am I going to do when this opening occurs in June? Am I going to fill that spot? What am I going to do if I have to cut 10 people? I can't reduce salaries. That's against law. And if I do the furlough or RIF thing, I have to go through a certain very precise procedure. So most managers, probably to answer your question, are up at night thinking, how am I going to do this and when am I going to get guidance from OMB? The answer is that OMB is not giving guidance right now, and a lot of people are trying to figure it out on their own.
We're speaking with Steve Bell, and he's Senior Director of the Economic Policy Project at the Bipartisan Policy Center. Now, Mr. Bell, let's talk about the bills that are moving through the House and the Senate right now in light of what you were just talking about with sequester. Do they give any indication, or are they telling agencies anywhere where they should now make changes, where they should scale back now, even though those bills aren't law?
I don't think so. I think the one The one kind of indication was the House budget resolution and the reconciliation instructions and what's now called in the House the reconciliation bill. That bill has all sorts of cuts in federal domestic agencies, and if it were to be enacted into law through appropriations bills, it would avoid the sequester. There is no chance, in my view, that the Senate would ever pass such a budget resolution or appropriation bills consistent with it, nor would a president, in my view, sign them. So what you have really and truly when you step back from this, the president produced a budget that, if enacted, would avoid a sequester. Now the House has produced a budget that, if enacted, would in fact avoid a sequester. So those two parties have been able to now put on the table for messaging and political purposes, it's not our fault if a sequester happens. This is kind of protecting yourself, to be polite about it, but it doesn't have any real meaning because it's not going to become law. So it is some guidance. If you're a domestic agency, you can kind of see where some people would want to go with your cuts, but it isn't particularly useful as you think about the next 10 to 14 weeks when you have to start making decisions, real decisions for the upcoming fiscal year.